Welcome to the Naturalistic Nurse Podcast with Audrey Christie, helping you shift from Band-Aid fixes to root cause resolutions that stick.
Hey friends, I asked about this question on my Instagram stories about, do you want to get weird and get into the science behind structured water and gym elixirs, right? So get your science hats on because the answer was yes, and we are getting weird today. For anyone suffering from really any condition, but specifically here, you guys, my autoimmune audience, we know that water is an ultimate pillar of health, right? In fact, it's part of my five elements that have to be in balance in order to heal your immune system. Whether it's healing from something like autoimmunity or just keeping it in good working order in general, which is important to all humans, right? So drinking enough water is critical. And today we're talking about structured water specifically. And no, not the kind you get from a fancy machine that costs anywhere from a few hundred to a few $1,000s. Although much of this will apply in the same way, but we're actually going to talk about the kind you get from incorporating crystals into your water and how that is backed by science and what that means. Drinking enough water is essential to combat fatigue, to keep the body from storing toxins, for healthy skin, for those squishy little pads in between your joints, like between your knees, the meniscus, and between the vertebrae and your back, your discs. You see, I was visiting just a couple of weeks ago with a client, and they were suddenly experiencing a lot of lower back pain. He said it felt like the discs in his back were collapsing, and he wasn't able to ride horses or compete during that week, you know, the upcoming week of competition because he was in so much pain. He consulted me because he knew that taking over-the-counter pain medication was very detrimental to his long-term health. So originally, he was looking for natural pain relief. And let me tell you, did he get some? Because during the consultation, can you guess what we discovered? He wasn't keeping up his water intake. He was super busy outdoors and had not been drinking the water that his body needed. He started drinking water again, added some important minerals because he was out of balance, and within 48 hours, pain-free. Pain-free, friends. That is the power of water. So drinking enough water not only helps to prevent and reduce pain, but it also prevents seasonal allergies. It keeps your blood flowing quite literally and helps you be able to keep working out longer. So whether you just do manual labor for a living or whether you are into some sort of fitness program, be it something gentle or something like running or lifting, water helps your muscles to retain the nutrients you need so that you can maintain your workout longer and thus get better results. So today we're talking not just about any old water, but we're talking about structured water. And again, I'm going to tell you how to make structured water without having to pay hundreds of dollars for one of those fancy machines, right? We're going to talk about the kind that you get from incorporating crystals in your water. But first, let's talk a little bit more about the importance of hydration. Often people come to me and say, but Audrey, I drink lots of water, like almost 60 ounces a day, right? And while that's not terrible, it's certainly not the worst I've heard. And it in fact meets the standards set out for you by the US government. eight ounce glasses or 64 ounces of water a day is just enough to keep you from dying, okay? It's just enough water to keep you alive. It's not enough water for you to reap any of the benefits that I've mentioned so far, okay? None of them. For most people, you need to drink a minimum of a gallon of water or 128 ounces per day, a minimum, to get the real benefits of water. If you weigh less than 120 pounds, then you can drink your body weight in ounces as a starting point, okay? Crazy, right? So unless you're the size of my third grader, you don't have any reason to be drinking as little as 64 ounces of water a day. Okay? So I would love for you to come tell me either on Instagram, which is where we hang out a lot, or on my Facebook page or my private Facebook group, all of which are linked in episode 112. So audreychristie.com/112. And in the show notes, how much water are you drinking a day? And I promise I can lay you out a quick and easy plan just over Messenger for you to increase that amount in a way that doesn't keep you in the bathroom all day and all night. Okay? So what exactly is structured water? So the interwebs, as usual, are really up in a battle over what constitutes structured water and what doesn't, and if structured water is even possible. Now, in my opinion, there are multiple methods to quote-unquote structure water, and I do believe that current science, a Nobel Prize-winning study, and some physics principles pretty well explain why it is possible. And while this theory and practice is a long ways from you being able to discuss its benefits with your local family doctor, in the functional and energy medicine world, this is a well-respected practice. So many of you probably remember from middle school, like middle school science class, right? That a water molecule is two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom, right? Making up that common abbreviation for H2O, okay? You've seen Waterboy with Adam Sandler. You know what H2O is, right? It's water. So the claim for many structured watered machines are that passing water through a vortex structures it. And the structure changes the molecule to H3O. Now, this, in my opinion, is not possible. I mean, creating H3O is possible, but it's not water. So I don't feel that science supports this. It reminds me of when I was in the airport traveling to Florida last October, you know, back when we could roam the world and do things for free, or do things freely, right? We weren't trapped in our house from the mystery virus. But security stopped me going through to my gate when they scanned my bottle because I had a gemstone well bottle in my bag. And if you want to see what that is, it's an elixir to go bottle. And I'll link that on the show notes page as well. But once they determined it wasn't dangerous, he wanted to know why the heck I was drinking water like this. So I explained the science like I'm going to do for you here today. And he said, but if you rearrange the molecule structure of water, you don't have water anymore. And I said, yes, great question. You do, as long as you don't rearrange the atomic structure. And he sat there for what felt like forever. And I finally said, I'm sorry if I confused you or gave you a lot to think about, but you know, am I free to go? Can I go to my gate? And he was like, sure. And he just sat there like perplexed. So it's kind of the same thing with that H3O. H3O is a molecule that can be created. And if you rearrange three hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom, you would have it. But it wouldn't be water, right? Because we know water is H2O. So that leads me to the description of structured water that I feel is well supported by science. And it's the description of structured water that includes or that describes molecules arranging themselves in a hexagonal structure, so five-sided structure, but not changing their atomic structure. So it's still H2O, they're just stacked up in a different way. So this I have found over tons and tons of research, tons of training, it is actually deeply rooted in science. Now, if you've ever heard of Dr. Masaru Emoto, he first discovered that water is what he called impressionable, meaning that water molecules can change with the energy of words. If you speak kindness to water, it creates these beautiful hexagonal structures in its molecule. Now, unfortunately, because of the way he conducted his studies, they were pretty widely criticized, especially after his book went mainstream in the healing world sometime around 2004, 2005. Well, in 2006, he was fully renamed, right? Because a molecular biologist, Gilbert Ling, won a Nobel Prize for actually proving what Emoto had already theorized. That water can, in fact, change and hold the change in its molecular structure. Now, Gilbert Ling took it even further and proved that not only does water hold its molecular shape, but that water in our human cells also has a specific molecular pattern. It's not just H2O free floating around in there. It's hexagonal. And I'll also link that study, the Nobel Prize, the summary from the study, in the show notes page at audreychristie.com/112. Now, I know this can seem like a lot to wrap your head around. So let me give you an example of something that's a little more tangible and visual when a molecule is rearranged to become something different, but atomically stays the same. Let's look at carbon, for example. Carbon molecules, carbon atoms structured in a molecule, right? A molecule is two or more atoms bonded together. So carbon A carbon molecule structured one way is a lump of coal. Do you know what it is structured another way? It's a diamond. Same with silicon dioxide, SiO2. Structured one way, it's a quartz crystal. Structured another way, it's just glass. Also, right? So that's the same thing we're doing with water here. Now, once these studies came to light, there were several other studies after Gilbert Ling's and various facets of this structured water phenomenon, if you will. Of course, manufacturers jumped right on the opportunity to create these fancy machines full of plastic and using magnets and God only knows what else to create these high-pressure vortexing systems. It costs a lot of money to create structured water, but they work. But I'm excited to explain to you today that much like so many other proven scientific facts that come to light, us crunchy people have been making structured water for eons, really, right? For a long, long time. It's been handed down from generation to generation in all sorts of cultures. And it has real benefits. And it's something that is natural and can connect you to Earth and the cycles of nature. So first, let's talk about the benefits of just plain old structured water, right? They mirror the benefits of hydration that I mentioned before. But as you already know, layering beneficial energies enhances the benefits even more. So structured water increases energy. It supports concentration and focus. It promotes optimal weight, or what I like to call your set weight point. It improves sleep. It supports your immune system to function normally. Hello, autoimmune sufferers, right? It helps to detoxify the body and promote optimal digestion. Sounds amazing, right? So when you're making structured water, if you want to make it at home, you don't have to buy one of those crazy darn machines. What most Google searches and holistic experts would have you do is purchase a very high-powered, expensive water structure machine, again, full of plastics and magnets and all kinds of stuff, costing lots and lots of money to create structured water. But as I promised, we're going to make it supported in science and a deep connection to nature and the cycles of Mama Earth, because I feel that science in both physics and metaphysics supports this even more. And I'm all about simple and sustainable. So how do we do it? By putting crystals in our water. Just that simple. And it sounds simple, right? Maybe even a little out there, maybe a little woo-woo. And for sure, I get it. But this is also that deep connection to Mama Earth, who forms these crystals. These crystals form naturally in the earth, and the science of structured water. Now, this works because of a few different principles, and we're going to get one more time. We're going to dip our toe into that science here again, but not too terribly deep. Here's the explanation. Everything is matter, right? You, me, the chair you sit in, the sound of my voice, at the very micro level, at the atom level, we are just a bunch of atoms vibrating together. This is the same for crystals too. But if you zoom out a level to the molecular level, remembering a molecule consists of two or more bonded atoms, our human suits are super messy, right? Like super messy and subject to something called entropy. And entropy is a physics principle that rules or describes our propensity to chaos. Okay. Now I'm going to be honest with you here. Everything feels a little chaotic and peaceful at the same time right now, right? I get it. So crystals have this perfect molecular structure that is resistant to entropy. In fact, it's the same structure that you can see mimicked other places naturally in nature, as well as the same structure. It's so sound that it's used in architectural principles as well as sound stable structures. Frameworks, if you will. So we know that crystals have this perfect molecular structure that is resistant to entropy. We know that energy influences things around it. The higher the energy wins, right? So higher energy envelopes lower energy. Now, if you've ever seen, there's a tuning fork demonstration, and I'll link one on the show notes page, but you can set two tuning forks across the room from each other, strike one, and the other one rings without being touched. That is just a physical and audible demonstration of energy influencing something else, right? So one way you can harness the benefit of this principle, entropy and the influence of energy and all of these things, is by taking a crystal with a very high resistance to entropy or molecular chaos and introducing it to something with very low resistance to entropy, like water or a human in a crystal energy session, right? So placing a water-safe crystal into your water influences the molecular structure and creates structured water. Now, what makes this safer, right? Because are gym elixirs dangerous, right? You're telling me not to use the plastics that are, you know, in all of the machines, but, you know, what about gym elixirs? So in short, gym elixirs are not dangerous. They have all of the benefits of plain old hydration, good old-fashioned H2O, plus the benefits of structured water and the benefits both on the physical mineral level as well as the energetic level of the stone that is being used. Now, there are some caveats, right? You do have to use a stone that is safe. And there's a really good list of toxic stones, ones that you should never directly put in your water at Hibiscus Moon Crystal Academy. And I'll link to that in the show notes page. Now, that doesn't mean these stones aren't useful in gym elixirs. It just means that you can't put them directly in your water and then consume that water. You have to use something called the indirect method. Personally, as a clinician, I am inclined that the indirect method is the safest to use all around. Any stones that are quartz-based are generally safe. So clear quartz, amethyst, rose quartz, aventurine, carnelian, citrine, all safe, just to plunk in your water. However, often these stones are polished with substances that are toxic and water-soluble. So if you put a carnelian in water and leave it, you'll notice when you get it out, it's not as shiny and brilliant as it was. That's because that polish they put on it is wearing off. So for daily consumption, I recommend using an indirect method regardless of your stone. This also opens you up again to the properties that some of the stones contain that you might not be able to put in your water. So I want to give you just a quick list of my favorite indirect recipes. So the topics that I get talked to and requested the most are things like psoriasis and eczema. I really love aragonite and aquamarine for that. Fatigue or brain fog, clear quartz, just plain old clear quartz right in your water. Rheumatoid arthritis, malachite and lepidolite for that. GI issues, I like to use citrine or golden apatite. General inflammation, which hits about every autoimmune condition and most people even who haven't got a diagnosed autoimmune condition, I like to use blue chalcedony or Larimar. Now, there are lots and lots of advanced techniques for this, and you could go so far and wide. So if you're looking for something that I didn't offer here, feel free to hit me up on Instagram and my private Facebook group, or send me an email to ask about your condition specifically. Now, the best way to make an indirect gem elixir is very, very simple. Make structured water right at home. You can use something like Gemstone Wells Elixir To-Go Bottle. Has lots of benefits. The crystals don't actually touch the water, but the water is structured by the crystals being near it, being next to it, in very close proximity. I have several of those, and I love them. Full transparency, I do teach classes for Gemstone Well. I was a customer long before I was a spokesperson, but I do recommend their bottles, and their customer service is outstanding. Now, the other way to do this, if you don't have or don't want an elixir to go bottle, is to simply take a mason jar, y'all. Get a mason jar and your crystals, and then use the thermal energy or prana from the sun to create staying power, for your structured water. Some studies show that the structured water lasts as long as 30 to 45 days. So I'm going to demonstrate exactly how to do this on my Instagram Live next week, Wellness Wednesday, so be sure to check that out. But I'm going to give you the steps here. It's so, so easy. All you have to do is gather your supplies. So determine what crystals you want to use. Grab your water in a pitcher or a glass or other vessel, mason jar to put it in, and something to cover it. That could be a cloth. It could be saran wrap, anything really. Place the water in the jar and head out to your favorite sunny spot where it's unlikely to be disturbed. Make sure it's not somewhere where your dogs are going to come and like eat the stones, because if they can, they will. Okay. So take the stones you selected and place them around the glass jar. Leave it out there for a few hours. Voila, friends, structured water, or sometimes called a gem elixir, using your natural connection to nature and to earth medicine. Isn't that cool? So alternatively, you could use a smaller glass that fits inside the larger glass too. You can even make one small pitcher and then use that small pitcher to dose larger glasses of water, or combine it with non-structured water to influence that as well. Remember, most information indicates that this structure can last 30 to 45 days. So make a big batch and keep it in the fridge and use it. Now, to wrap this up, water is critical for every function in your body. We, all of us, are mostly, are completely molecules, and molecular structure of water matters, just like that of carbon. It matters whether you have coal or diamonds. Using water that more closely matches the molecular structure of the water inside the cells in our human suit has so many benefits. Remember, you need a gallon of water a day, no matter what kind of water you're drinking, unless you're less than 120 pounds. And you can simply amp up the healing power of your water, your connection to Mama Earth, and the cycles of nature by incorporating Gym Elixirs into your hydration. Thanks so much for listening to the Naturalistic Nurse Podcast. If you'd like to contribute to this podcasting effort of getting the word out about how to shift from Band-Aid fixes to root cause resolutions that heal the body and stick, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. I'd be so grateful. Be well.